Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you with us. Free the Spake meeting Jesus at the well from Urjan Dad is the story of the woman at the well, nameless, faceless, a mere blurb in the Gospels, quickly read, labeled, and filed. Preachers condemn her, belittle her, and dismiss her, but not Jesus. She mattered to her Creator so much, he orchestrated this unique encounter to prove his love for the outcast. Urjan is a Bible teacher and public speaker, an avid Bible student who also loves to sing, married to a soldier for 40 years, in the process moving over 40 times, including two tours to Germany and to 11 states. In 1987, she became very sick, later diagnosed with a form of lupus and fibromyalgia, and on January 18, 2008, she was healed. Urjan Dad, author of Free to Speak, The Meeting at the Well, is our guest on This Week in America. Urjan, welcome to the program. Been looking forward to this. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Rick.
It is going to be an interesting conversation today. I'll give you through the course of the conversation where you can get information on the book. The book is about a story in the New Testament of the Bible. How long did it take you, and I'll talk about your interest in it as well, once you decided you were going to write this, to do the research and to put the book together?
About 3 years. I wanted it to be, I didn't want any untruth in it. I wanted it to be as close as possible to what really happened on that day.
What was it about this story that really resonated with you, where you were willing to put in that amount of time to research it and to write about it?
Well, I was reading, I read about Bible books a lot, commentaries and things.
Yes.
I read one and it said that there was another well in Samaria that she could have used in the town of Sychar at the top of the hill in the town, just like all the other towns had one, a well that had running water. Why was she walking downhill to a hole in the ground that caught rainwater when she could have been having such a much easier time not carrying water uphill? What happened to this lady that she thought she could not see people in her town? I know what it's like to be rejected, to be dismissed, and my heart just started bleeding for her. And I wanted to know more about what was happening in her life at that time. What was her culture like? And that's what began the process.
Well, you share it with everyone, many people going through probably the same emotions that you have gone through in your life. The book is Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. Urjan Dad is our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at Books A Million, all those places. You can link on directly to get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the approach you took in writing this. Are you writing this as a Christian with a modern Christian view?
Not really. I have different ideas, and a lot of Christians don't agree with some of the things that I think. I try to put things in a historical context to understand what's really happening. Jesus wasn't American. It's almost like we have two separate Christianities. One is what Jesus called the way, and then there's what we've made it. I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm a follower of him. So it's written differently. I use a lot of pop culture in the book to explain things and try to get people to understand the character of Jesus rather than give them a bunch of rules to follow.
Exactly, and that's why the book reads so well, and I think is having the impact that the book is having, Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. Why is this book different from other Christian books?
Because it doesn't give you a step to success. This is all about what Jesus does for you when you actually let him meet you. That's, there's not any formulas. It's a simple relationship that we've gotten away from. It's not something we do on our own.
Right.
It's what he gives us.
We talked on this briefly when I asked about the reason that you really followed the story and wanted to find out more. Why do you identify with the woman and the well? Because as you mentioned, this really touched a lot of emotions in you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Well, like I said, I know what it's like to take all the blame for everything that's ever happened to you. Everything's always your fault. You know, some people, particularly women, have that problem. That's why women allow themselves to be beat every day by a husband, because they think they deserve it. And I just wanted people to know Jesus didn't feel that way about you. He doesn't have a list that he's keeping against you. When he met this lady, I just see him being so excited to get there, to talk to her, to say, I love you. And this is the only person he ever out and out said, I am the Messiah you're waiting for. The only one. And this was his very first conversation after he hasn't even called his disciples yet. So after he is baptized, this is his very first sermon.
Who do you want to read the book? As I'm reading through the book, I'm thinking, boy, this could touch so many people. You don't have to be an avid Bible story reader to really take something away from this. Who would you like to have read the book?
Anybody who's in pain.
Yes.
Anybody who wonders if life is worth getting out of bed of a morning. That's who I want to read the book. I think every preacher ought to read the book, so they'll start looking at people not as numbers on their calendar and not as people to put money in a tray, but as people who hurt and need a better life.
The message is very basic, isn't it?
Yes, you would think.
Well, yes, and it brings it home. Sometimes we make things, we overthink things, we make them a little more complicated, complex than they really are. It's a very simple message in the book, Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well, where John Dodd is our guest and the author of the book. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million as well. You can link on directly. Get information on Rajan and the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book really is a life changer. The story was a life changer for you. The book can be a life changer for many people, can't it?
Yes, it can. That's what Jesus does. You let him in, your life changes. It just does. It's not what you do. It just does. It's kind of like being out in the sun and getting a tan.
Exactly. How is the book being received? What kind of responses are you getting?
Well, I have people who really, really like it and people who really, really don't.
I can't imagine the people not liking it. Why wouldn't they like this book?
Well, because it goes against a lot of Christian teaching and tradition, and they just can't seem to get over that hurdle that something that they've taught and have been taught might not be what happened.
Yes,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, you mentioned the 3 years it took you in writing the book. Were there points during the research that you were surprised? Was there anything that really jumped out that you didn't know or put better in focus during your research process for this?
There was things that like the word, if when it says, Jesus said, I have to go to Samaria. That word, it means I am duty bound. Oh my goodness. You know, this is supposed to be a chance encounter. No, it wasn't a chance encounter. It's like he got a mission to do this. He had to do it. He had. I was just like, I had to stop for like a week and just think about that. You know?
Yes. Especially when you strike something like that, is so powerful that you found in your research. How has the family reacted to the research and to the published book?
They're very proud of me. They're very supportive and are excited, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
My son looked at me and he actually told me, Mom, this is the deepest book I've read in a long time. I have questions.
Well, as an author, that's what you love to hear, right? It's a job well done when you strike that nerve. What is it you hope the readers take away from the book? You've touched on some of the topics there, but what do you want the reader to take away?
I want them to take away a sense of wonder. that there are questions that we can ask, that there's things to learn, that Jesus is so much more than a name on a paper. All these characters are three-dimensional. They're not stick figures walking across a screen. They're real people. That's why, and I want them to ask. We get so busy. Well, that it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Well, maybe it does say some of these things that I'm trying to say, because they're people. You have to put people in the picture.
The book is Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. The author is Rajan Dodd. The book available at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. In writing the book, and you mentioned a three-year process, what were some of the challenges you faced in writing this book?
Crying. Because, you know, I felt for her. I could see what was happening to me.
No, I can imagine that in a very emotional process, wasn't it?
It was. For me, it really was. This was an emotional catharsis almost. Because of my upbringing, I had believed at some point I had committed an unpardonable sin, and to find out that wasn't true, to find out Jesus loved me, oh my goodness.
Well,
there's nothing better than that.
That's why the message and the book really is a life changer, and in touching many people's lives. And it has to be, as an author, such a powerful feeling that you've accomplished what you set out to do. Are you working on any other books? Are you planning more books in the future?
Yes, I have a couple of children's books. I got one published coming out next month, and I'm working on, because so many people believe that the God of the Old Testament is not Jesus in the New Testament. So I've started a book on Jeremiah to explain what the wrath of God really was.
Really looking forward to that. We'll have to stay in touch so we can talk about that as well. Other genres, you mentioned the children's book. Are you interested in doing other types of writing?
Yeah, I also have started a Christian science fiction book or fantasy. That's my favorite genre to read for fun.
Oh, exactly, yes. Well, again, that's exciting, everything that you have going. And part of the fun of writing when you talk to authors is being able to get out to talk about their books, to talk to small groups, large groups, to do book signings, that type of thing. Do you have any of those engagements coming up?
I don't have any coming up right now. I'm waiting on a call, so I'm hoping.
Ooh, that would be, I'm sure, I say most writers enjoy that. Would you look forward to having that, to be able to get out and face-to-face and talk about your book?
Oh, yes, very much so. I've had one, and it was absolutely awesome. And I'm looking forward to more. I hope it just continues, because I love people.
Yeah, I can sense that in
people.
Being able to get out and to spread the message. What has writing this book done for you? We've got a couple minutes left of the program, and I'm really interested in the impact it had on you. We've talked about the impact that it certainly will have on people that are reading the book. Touched on that with yourself, but I get the feeling you may even be a different person now than 3 years ago when you started this writing process.
I definitely am. I'm not as afraid as I used to be of people. I've always loved people and was a waitress and love taking care of people in that setting, but I couldn't share with people because of rejection issues and things. And after doing this, I realized I'm not afraid of people anymore. I'm not afraid of who I am anymore. I can be content with who I am and with my past, and it's okay. So there's peace. And there's joy that I never had before, even though I've spent my entire life as a believer in Jesus. That's something I had never had. And when he met her at the well, he met me.
That peace, that contentment.
And now I have that.
Well, comes across as we're talking, and it's fascinating that hasn't always been who you are, that by doing the book, and obviously called to do this book, and the research has touched your lives and will touch so many. The book is Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. Rajan Dodd is our guest on the program and the author. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project and getting the word out there on the book. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, absolutely thrilling. They have been awesome. They understood. As soon as I talked to Maya, she understood what I had done and why I had done it, and she knew exactly what to do. And Riza and her team have just been absolutely incredible. I couldn't ask for better support. They're a gift from God.
Well, yeah, it seems like everything fit together, didn't it? It was that point of your life where this message came. A minute or so left, but it's interesting. When you first decided to do this, talk about how that came about. It's one thing to think about, you know, there's something there, I should write a book, to actually go about doing it. How difficult was it to reach the decision? Because it's a major commitment, research and time, to write a book like this. How difficult was it to decide, I'm going to do it?
Well, I was teaching a Bible class, and this was one of the things that I taught, and I spoke on it at a GLOW and as a women's group, and how this was a woman. That's what we were, a women's group. We need to understand this woman. And after I was done and I had told them what I'd found out and stuff, they were all, you need to write this. And so I had a lot of support from friends to say, yes, get this done. When you going to get it done, let me know.
Well, it's amazing how everything fits together, and it did in this particular case for Rajan. The book is Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. It's available at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get information on the book, on Rajan, and you'll be able to get information on purchasing the book as well. Just go to thisweekinamerica.us. Time has gone by way too quickly, Rajan. This has been fun having you on the program. Many projects you've got up and coming. Please stay in touch. We'd love to follow up on those. And thank you for sharing the story and your passion and enthusiasm for this particular book, Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it has been our pleasure. Rajan Dodd. The book is Free to Speak, Meeting Jesus at the Well. It's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and of course you can link on to all those sites and get information and order the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.